Okay, so today we're digging into an interesting premise based purely on an article's title and subtitle.
That's right. The title is Digital Transformation in Car Purchasing.
And the subtitle, How Online Tools Are Revolutionizing the Car Buying Process.
Uh-huh.
Now, just to be super clear up front, that's all we have, the title and subtitle. No article content.
Yeah, so this isn't about dissecting the article's arguments.
Exactly. Our mission here is really to explore the idea presented. This claim of a revolution in car buying thanks to online tools.
What could that actually look like? And, you know, why should we care?
That word revolutionizing definitely catches the eye, doesn't it?
It really does. It's strong. It suggests more than just incremental improvements.
Right. Not just like making things a bit easier. It implies a fundamental shift.
A complete change, maybe, from how things have always been done. If online tools are really revolutionizing things.
Then it's got to be more than just browsing car pictures online before heading to the dealership, right?
Oh, absolutely. So if we're spitballing here, just based on that word, what tools are we talking about?
Well, you could imagine maybe incredibly detailed online configurators, like see every single option, every angle.
Yeah, hyper-realistic ones. Or what about instant financing?
Yeah.
Like truly binding offers from multiple lenders all online.
Without talking to anyone. That'd be different.
Totally. Or maybe even like sophisticated virtual test drives, trying to give you a genuine feel for the car remotely.
That one seems a bit further out, maybe, but the premise is revolution.
True. And what about the actual purchase? Completing the entire transaction online?
Shining documents digitally, arranging delivery.
Huh?
The whole nine yards from your couch.
Exactly. End to end.
That's quite a spectrum of possibilities just from that subtitle.
It is. And it makes you ask, okay, if this is happening or starting to happen, why does it matter? What's the bigger picture?
Well, beyond just convenience, which is obvious, a digital revolution like this, it could bring way more transparency, couldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Especially around pricing. Maybe making it easier to compare apples to apples across different brands without sales pressure.
Yeah, simplifying what can be a really complex, sometimes, let's face it, intimidating process.
It often is. So for you listening, how does this premise challenge your own assumptions about buying a car?
Because it suggests a future where the physical dealership might not be the absolute center of the universe anymore.
Right. Maybe you're interacting more directly with the manufacturer or through totally new online platforms.
Which could change the whole power dynamic, the relationship, everything.
If these tools are truly revolutionizing the process, like the subtitle says.
It's not just a nicer website.
No, it's rethinking the entire flow, the information, the value chain,
right.
What car buying fundamentally is.
From that first thought, maybe I need a new car, all the way to it sitting in your driveway.
So let's circle back to the core idea from our source's title and subtitle.
It's this strong suggestion that online tools aren't just tweaking the car buying process, they're fundamentally changing it.
Turning it upside down, potentially.
So think about what that potential shift means for you, for your own experience, next time you're even thinking about getting a vehicle.
Will you expect to do way more online? Will dealerships need to radically change to even stay relevant?
It raises a lot of questions.
It does. And here's a final thought to sort of mull over.
Okay.
If online tools really are capable of revolutionizing car buying, what parts of the old way might just disappear completely?
Like gone forever.
Maybe. And what totally new possibilities might pop up because of this digital shift? Things we maybe haven't even considered yet.